This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Mrs. Rekha Gupta will take oath as the 9th Chief Minister of Delhi today at the iconic Ramlila Maidan in New Delhi. She met Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena at Raj Nivas and staked the claim to form the new government after her name was announced for the post at the Delhi BJP Legislative Party meeting last evening. The Lieutenant Governor will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Rekha Gupta at 12:35 this afternoon. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Home Minister Amit Shah and Defence Minister Rajnath Singh are expected to attend the swearing-in ceremony. Chief Ministers and Deputy Chief Ministers of around 20 states have also been invited to the event. Delhi Police has issued a traffic advisory in anticipation of large crowds during the oath-taking ceremony. Rekha Gupta has won the Shalimar Bagh seat in the Delhi Assembly elections. After the announcement of Rekha Gupta's name as next Chief Minister of Delhi, several BJP leaders, including Home Minister Amit Shah and other union ministers, have congratulated her. Congratulating Rekha Gupta in a social media post, Home Minister Amit Shah said that the new Chief Minister in Delhi will work with dedication in the direction of the resolution taken by Prime Minister Narendra Modi to make Delhi one of the top capitals of the world. Outgoing Delhi CM Atishi and AAP Supremo Arvind Kejriwal also congratulated BJP leader Rekha Gupta on being selected as the new Chief Minister and expressed hope that she would fulfill all promises made during the election campaign. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will begin a two-day visit to Johannesburg, South Africa from today to participate in the G20 Foreign Ministers Meeting, FMM. He is visiting at the invitation of Minister of International Relations and Cooperation of South Africa, Ronald Lamola. The External Affairs Minister's participation in the G20 FMM will strengthen India's engagement with G20 countries and bolster the voice of the Global South in this important forum. Dr. Jaishankar is expected to hold a few bilateral meetings in the margins of the Foreign Ministers' meeting. The 9th Asia Economic Dialogue is being organized from today in Pune, Maharashtra. The Asia Economic Dialogue is External Affairs Ministry's annual flagship Track 1.5 dialogue on geo-economics. The three-day dialogue is being co-hosted in collaboration with Pune International Center. The theme of the dialogue is Economic Resilience and Resurgence in an Era of Fragmentation. The dialogue will explore key contemporary topics in geoeconomics, including artificial intelligence and automation, economic imperatives of cybersecurity, and facets of blue economy in Indian Ocean region and beyond. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave at the Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi tomorrow. Bhutan Prime Minister Dasho Shering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. The two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Chief Minister of Orissa, Mohan Charan Majhi, has assured the Nepal embassy that justice will be served on the alleged suicide of a girl student from Nepal in KIIT University at Bhubaneswar. Mr. Majhi spoke to two envoys of the Nepal embassy yesterday and assured both that peace and normalcy will be restored on the KIIT campus where hundreds of Nepali students are studying. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has appointed Ron Dermer to lead negotiations for the second stage of the ceasefire with Hamas. The US-born Ron Dermer is widely seen as Netanyahu's closest advisor. The 9th edition of the ICC Champions Trophy cricket kicked off with a bang as New Zealand thrashed defending champions Pakistan by a commanding 60 runs in Karachi last night. Opting to field after winning the toss, Pakistan struggled to contain the Kiwis, who posted a formidable total of 320 for 5 in their 50 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.